This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got also Discord. The Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So coming up here tonight, Johnson, you've got a couple interesting stories for us, including one about copyright, and I definitely want to talk about that. Also on the way, a 14-year-old has been initiating traffic stops as though he were a police officer. Mark, you've got that story, and I gotta say, I watched the new Who is America? The new Sacha Baron Cohen episode from this week, last night, and yet another amazing show. For those of you who have seen the Ali G show, which was like almost two decades ago now, I think that was a new thing. He's back with more. So he was Borat, he was Bruno, this fake fashion designer, and he's now up to five different characters in this this latest episode. He started, the first episode was last week. So for those that don't know, Sacha Baron Cohen, he sort of disguises himself. He meets up with celebrities and kind of, you know, big name politicians. For instance, Dick Cheney was one of his victims in this one, which was particularly sick and entertaining all at the same time, because Dick Cheney is a sick man. But anyway, so he met up with Dick Cheney, and so the idea is he acts as though he's one of these characters and gets people to either do ridiculous things or to put up with him doing ridiculous things. That tends to be how the show works.
It's not that I'm going to claim that Sacha Baron Cohen isn't a brilliant comedian and that he shouldn't be able to express his opinion, or that any of these people are victims or whatever. I'm not going to claim any of that stuff. I will, however, say that his sort of humor makes me cringe. I mean, I just can't.
What part
watch
about it? Is it the fact, you know, is it when he puts somebody in an awkward position and he does something weird in front of them, or is it when he's asking, you know, them questions that makes them look ridiculous? Because there seems to be the kind of the two different ways he runs that.
I think it's oversensitivity for the, you know, how the person on the other end, the receiving end, feels.
You're empathizing with his victim, even though they are, in a lot of cases, scum of the earth, like Dick Cheney.
Well, I haven't seen what you're talking about, so I can't claim to feel that way about Dick Cheney in that circumstance.
He's a murderer.
Who's he killed?
Thousands and hundreds of thousands of people at his command, basically.
Claiming that he's, as the vice president, was in some way responsible. I mean, George Bush, in fact, was the one responsible. Vice president has very little power, but I understand.
Wasn't Cheney involved in developing their torture program? That comes up in the interview.
That would be only, whatever. Yeah. That you know, I can't speak to that. What I can say is that I have watched his stuff where he's, you know, going around making fun of bros and RVs and wearing really ridiculous swimwear at the beach and, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, I've seen all that stuff. And it's good comedy. It's just hard for me to watch that stuff.
No doubt.
If he makes fun of himself, I'm good with that. Mm. But it's when he's making fun of the other person.
No, I don't think he makes fun of himself. I
mean, also, isn't Dick Cheney kind of partially responsible for killing people as part of the private sector, as well as one of the, you know, like, major board members of Halliburton?
Yeah, he was on Halliburton.
Yeah, okay,
right.
Just adding that in there, too.
So let me flash back. We'll flash back to last week, because there's the part about last week's show that I wanted to talk about, which we haven't gotten a chance, which is when people get busted by Sacha Cohen. Well, unlike, let's say, two decades ago when he first did his show, now it's much easier for the average person to reach the Internet, right? Like, the Internet was with us in the year 2000, But the average person didn't have a Twitter account. That didn't exist. They didn't have a blog of their own. That didn't exist.
Right.
You know, the average person or the average celebrity.
Your social media account was your email.
Yeah. The average celebrity, if they had a website, sure as hell wasn't posting on it themselves, and many of them didn't. So now his victims can kind of come out with their story, which can sound even more ridiculous when they try to make excuses for the things that they did. So we'll tell you more about that. But first, let's go to Milton. He's in New York. Milton, you're on Free Talk Live, listening via the TuneIn app.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I just graduated from high school about a month ago, and I was wondering, how do we get more millennials to realize that gun control doesn't work? Because when I was in high school, because I was still in high school when they had the walkout, and I didn't participate in the walkout because I'm a libertarian, obviously, and you know that
you're talking about the earlier, the ones from earlier this year, those walkouts.
Yeah, the ones from earlier.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you know, because you know I'm property rights and the Second Amendment and libertarianism and everything.
How much of your class did participate? Like, what percentage went out? What percentage didn't?
Well, I was in a classroom, so I wasn't able. I think a decent amount, because part of the reason it happened was because a lot of students requested that it happen. Some students didn't go out simply because they just didn't care.
Right.
But I.
Some students probably went out just to get out of class too. So it's really hard to judge.
Yeah.
You know, the actual participation of I am in agreement 100% with gun control, right? It's hard to know without actually asking them.
But I wonder what the reaction of the average...
I did ask some of them, and a lot of them... Well, first of all, this is actually before classes. This is typically when they have announcements and whatnot. And I asked a lot of them afterwards, and the majority of them were for gun restrictions.
I wonder how the average, like, you know, millennial who's against gun or who's, you know, against gun control, or for gun control, I should say, against gun freedom, would react if you said to them, well, I guess, sure, I guess gun control works great. I mean, it worked great for Hitler. Why wouldn't it work great for Trump?
Yes, exactly.
I think the best thing to say is that, for me, I would point out that you know, to some extent, the gun movement is just a protest against Trump, right? I mean, the same laws existed under Obama, and nobody was walking out of school. The school shootings were occurring under Obama, and nobody was walking out of school. So the issue here tends to be sort of an anti-Trump thing. And look, I'm not pro-Trump, but what my concern about... Right. I know you're not. I'm role-playing you. So what my concern here is that this isn't about gun control. This isn't about getting guns out of the hands of people that are going to commit crimes. This is about getting guns out of the hands of civilians. And what we've seen historically is that when the government is the only organization that has access to guns, things go kind of badly. Would you want to see an America where only the police had guns? What do you think that would be like? And questions are always the best way to end your sort of your diatribe. That way you have them, they have to respond to what you've said. You know?
Yeah.
Milton, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. If you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
The important thing is to mention Trump and then point out, Trump is the government, and then point out that what you want to do is you want to take guns away from the people who disagree with the government, ultimately. You know, you're a civilian. Trump wants to disarm you. I wonder why.
Let's talk to Meatbag, calling from Utah, listening online. Hello, Meatbag.
Hey, Meatbag. Hey. Merkin, Pirate Party candidate for governor in Utah. And I know it's been a while since I've talked to you guys, but I want to propose to you a plan to sort of save the world, if you want.
Okay. Yeah, let's hear it.
I'd love to hear a plan to save the world.
So I've been reading a lot of the science as of lately, and apparently, carbon dioxide is really, really dangerous. Apparently, it's killing our planet. So, I propose to ban all sodas because they're full of carbon dioxide. Okay.
Is carbonation carbon dioxide, Johnson?
Yes.
Hold on, meatbag. Banning all sodas to save the earth. The toll-free number here, well, at the very least, it would maybe help people lose a little bit of weight, but it's not particularly libertarian to ban anything. So we'll see what Meatbag has to say here. He says he's in the Pirate Party in Utah, which the Pirate Party is kind of an interesting subject on its own volition. 855-450, free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as Skype username lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We can continue taking your calls about whatever's on your mind. But I also want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com. If you are new to cryptocurrency, well, and you haven't been paying attention, these last few weeks have been very good for Bitcoin. It's gone up, I think, like 25% in the last month. I guess 10% or so in the last week, maybe more at this point. So it's, it seems to be back on the rise, although, you know, nothing lasts forever. You never know how long this one's going to go.
Sure don't.
But the last time it was on the rise big time, it went all the way up to $19,000 per Bitcoin, which was basically its record high. So how long before it gets back to that point? Well, who knows? But you can go to Bitcoin.com to get the latest information. They've got a great news site there and plenty of useful tools. Plus, Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Now that SaveItPurse.com is accepting Bitcoin Cash for deposit into accounts. I was just saying last night that I'd recently gotten 20% off some toner cartridges because I was in kind of a rush. I wanted to get them quickly. You can get huge discounts on pretty much anything you want to buy through Amazon through SaveItPurse.com, and now you can do it with Bitcoin Cash, which is awesome, and it works well. And I was actually, I mentioned yesterday, I had one thing that I put up there like 3 weeks ago for 33% off, and nobody had taken a bite on it, but somebody snatched it up last night, so I got 33% off one of those mosquito trap things that you've got, Mark. Those big
it's awesome.
That's like, it's got a fan, and it just kind of sucks the mosquitoes down into a trap, basically.
It's just constantly working, and we don't deal with it. Takes a while for it to sort of ramp up, but we don't really deal with the bug problem that we used to.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Again, 33% off because I use cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin Cash, over at SaveItPurse.com. That's SaveATPurse.com. Meatbag is with us in Utah. Member of the Pirate Party, you say you're running for, what was it out there in Utah? Do you have Meatbag?
Yeah, Governor.
Okay, there you are.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you said you're, okay. What were you running for under the Pirate Party banner?
I'm running for Governor.
Governor, excellent.
Governor,
Your proposal was what? Can you lay that out for us again?
Yeah, so my proposal is to abolish all carbon dioxide emissions. And the way that I first want to do it is by banning all sodas, eventually getting into all carbonated beverages, but like beers and stuff like that, getting rid of all those. And what I want to is I need as a the government will be installing ventilators on or like respirators on your face, so that they can monitor how much you are emitting for carbon dioxide and basically tax you per breath. I'm thinking like 1 cent per breath is probably a good amount, you know, because you can't go less than 1 cent, right?
Well, you could.
You could just tell people it's free to inhale. I think that should be your campaign platform.
So basically you want to destroy the earth.
Meatball. It's free to inhale.
So essentially you want to destroy the earth by getting rid of one of the most basic elements.
We've got to get rid of all the carbon dioxide, and so the way that I propose doing it is by installing gigantic refrigerators on the Earth and dissipating the heat up into space, and so that'll cool the Earth down to about 110 degrees below zero. That'll actually cause the carbon dioxide to solidify and come down to the Earth, and then we can create government programs to suck all that carbon dioxide up, to basically scrape it off the Earth, and ship it out into space, and it'll be carbon dioxide free.
So, now, I don't know, I'm not intimately familiar enough with the Pirate Party platform, but I don't know, does this actually run contrary to their platform? Do they address climate issues with the Pirate Party? Because the Pirate Party, for those that don't know, is founded in, I think it was Sweden. Rick Falkvinge, who is an anarchist, has been on our show before. We were actually interviewed him at Anarchapulco in 2017. And the Pirate Party had a major influence in the Icelandic elections recently, as well as in Sweden where they've started. They've really come out swinging. They've gotten people elected, which is a surprise for a brand new political party. They've really done an amazing job. But the main issue has been information freedom is what has driven the Pirate Party. So are you straying from the official Pirate Party platform? Do you have the backing of the Utah Pirate Party? Is the Utah Pirate Party more than just you?
Well, the Utah Pirate Party is loosely affiliated with the Pirate Party that everybody is aware of. But we are much more extremist, environmentalist of a persuasion. Like we really want to save the Earth by freezing it to 120 below zero. So, you know, like we really have to get rid of this carbon dioxide because it's killing us.
I think it's great trolling, and I appreciate it. I don't know, you know, I hope you get some kind of attention for this during your political campaign, although I suspect the media will ignore you. But let us know how it goes, Meatbag, and thanks for the call tonight.
I think you should take a, first off, I really just want to talk about Rick Falkvinge's last name, because I find it mesmerizing. Falkvinge. Means falconeer in, like...
Is that right?
I don't know, one of them Viking languages.
Like a man with a falcon, you can command it, that kind of thing?
He's the king's guy with a falcon.
Yeah.
You know, that's sweet. Falkvinge.
Everybody loves those guys.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't like falconeers? I mean, falconeers have good branding.
Right.
And secondly, I'd say that here's an idea for you. Just go ahead and you destroy welfare, but give all the free people, instead of ponies like Vermin Supreme wants to give them, mm-hmm. you give them all those bicycles, those like taxi cab bicycles. What do they call those? Pedicabs?
You mean like they got in Austin?
Yeah.
Well, they've got
in various places, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much everywhere.
I've never seen
any
in
major
City.
Cities. They're all over the place in New York City.
So, you know, basically a bicycle with a couple of seats on the back, and now people can earn money. Yeah. You've given them a business right off the bat, and you take care of America's obesity problem at the same time.
They were all over Austin. I've never seen that in
New York
City.
Go near Central Park in New York City.
Oh, really?
City.
Okay. Yeah, I've never been there. So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Here's a story that I wanted to share about the first... really just absolutely shocking scene in Who is America, which is the Sacha Baron Cohen documentary series.
I keep thinking of that Childish Gambino song, that This is America.
Not familiar with it. Maybe if I heard it.
Yeah, it was really popular recently because it's actually a lot about gun stuff.
Jess Joho, reporting over at Mashable.com, who among us hasn't tried to save face during an embarrassing situation with a classic, I actually meant to leave my fly down, excuse. That's essentially the defense strategy of one of the unsuspecting participants in Sacha Baron Cohen's latest mockumentary satire, Who is America? Viewers of the recently premiered Showtime series will recognize Virginia Citizens Defense League President Philip Van Cleve as the gun rights hero in the show's Kinder Guardians training video. In the disturbing segment, Cleve can be seen alongside an in-character Cohen teaching toddlers how to use puppy pistols and gunny rabbits to, quote, make bad guys go to sleep, unquote. But in a recently resurfaced Facebook post written by Cleve 5 months ago, he claims to have been in on the joke the whole time and hopes his story will save others from being tricked. It's unlikely to be a backdated post as the comments are also 5 months old. Cleve describes his slow realization during the interview that he was likely in a, quote, Sacha Baron Cohen-esque Borat type of shock comedy meant to be devastatingly embarrassing and humiliating to the victim in the crosshairs, unquote. So why did he go forward with participating in the mock training video anyway? His logic is hard to follow, but a wild journey nonetheless. We'll explain to you his excuse for basically going along with the idea that three-year-olds should be able to bear arms. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Patrick Holbeck, and I'm running for governor. Michigan auto insurance rates are almost twice the national average. We need to lower costs, but at the same time, we need to protect the lifetime benefits for those who are injured. Using my engineering problem-solving know-how, I have found a way to lower costs by a minimum of 40% while still retaining lifetime benefits. Do you realize that 58% of my own insurance premium is due to state mandates? If we eliminate those mandates, our insurance rates can be lowered to near the national average. Principal Solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Holbeck for governor.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is participating in a roundtable with supporters in Kansas City, Missouri. Earlier today, the president spoke at the VFW National Convention.
For more than a century, the VFW has represented American heroes who promoted American values, and they did so with honor. You are the universal symbol of the patriotic pride that beats loudly in every single American heart.
North Korea appears to be headed towards dismantling key facilities at its main satellite launch point in a step toward fulfilling a commitment made by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at his summit last month with President Trump. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo from earlier today.
We've been pressing for there to be inspectors on the ground when that engine test facility is dismantled, consistent with Chairman Kim's commitment.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us here on the radio. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Yeah, and Johnson.
And Mark.
So, I want you to know about Anarchapulco. It's coming back in 2019. It was great this year, Mark. You and I had the chance to go again. We were there the year prior to that, and it just keeps getting bigger, and in fact, is already the biggest Liberty event on the planet. It's the largest gathering of free thinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, anarcho-capitalists. It happens in Acapulco, Mexico. Next year, it'll be February 14th through the 19th. That's most of a week, and it really is a great time.
Right, and just because they give the dates 14th through the 19th, there's things going on in the front of and the back of.
Frequently, yeah.
That you can, if you had a great time, and I suspect you will, because I really, really did, then you could plan a little longer.
If you wanted.
Yeah. I think it's worth going down and checking out for the main event and maybe planning a day or two on either side for the purpose of just being able to see Acapulco and that sort
of
thing.
It's a nice city.
Yeah, it's great. Awesome. The first thing that people after they, you know, hear about it, they're like, yeah, that sounds great. What about the crime? That's the first things they say.
Right.
What about the crime, Ian?
Well, I mean, I didn't see any, and it's not that we stayed on the resort. We went into Acapulco multiple times. So.
Yeah.
Because if you're in the resort, then there's, you know, nothing to worry about.
Right.
If you're outside of the resort, then you're in Acapulco, and, you know, there's poor people there, but that's okay, because they're nice folks, at least that we encountered. That doesn't mean there isn't crime in Acapulco. There's crime in every damn city.
I've walked around Acapulco about as much as I've walked around Las Vegas. I have been robbed in Las Vegas. I have not been robbed in Acapulco.
Right. A prostitute robbed you in Vegas.
I'm apparently. Just presuming what her job was, but yes.
So anyway, check out anarchapulco.com. You can get the early bird pricing until the end of this month. So July 31st, that's the end of the early bird pricing. You save 15% off the early bird rates by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live. It's going to be a great lineup of speakers, including, yes, that's right, they're bringing Ron Paul back. So he was there this year. He's coming back to Anarchapulco in 2019. In addition to Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and many, many more, you're going to want to be there. And it was a sellout last year, so you're not... You know, if you're thinking about going, you should probably start to pencil it in and start really making plans now rather than waiting, because it may sell out again. Even though they might be moving to a larger venue this time around, it still could very well sell out. So.
You know, I get my tickets now with the early bird registration.
Yeah, it was huge this year. I mean, it was huge. The hall they had was a 1,500-person hall. I've never been in a venue that large for a Libertarian
Someone
conference.
Likely had a bad time, but I don't know who they were.
Yeah, they didn't complain to us, that's for sure. Anarchapulco.com, use code FTL, grab your tickets now. So sharing with you an opinion piece here, kind of a summary of what happened with the first episode of Who is America, the new Sacha Baron Cohen show on Showtime, which is, at the same time as being really entertaining and funny, also just shocking. It's amazing to watch.
That's great television.
Sacha Cohen's victims and what they will do when asked to do it. Specifically by one of his characters, who is this sort of Israeli Mossad weapons expert kind of character. And when this guy comes in and talks to Republicans, they are just rapt with attention. They will do anything this guy, because he's Mossad. You know, these are the people who get away with all of the, anti-freedom, privacy-violating, freedom-destroying measures that the Republicans would love to implement here in a total police state, right? And the Democrats. Hmm. But they are really, they just fall for this guy so hard. And so the first victim that they portray in the first episode is a man named Philip Van Cleve, who is the head of the Virginia Citizens Defense League. And Cleve wrote an article on his Facebook page explaining why he went along with what they had him do.
Because he knew.
He claims he knew. He claims he figured it out during the interview what was happening, that he was on a Borat-like kind of a setup. But he went along with it. And what they had him do was so ridiculous. They actually... He appears to. Now, of course, editing is clever and so on and so forth. There's the fact that it could have been cleverly edited. But... some of the things he did were so ridiculous and so outrageous, it's just hard to believe that somebody who wanted to be taken seriously as a gun rights advocate would do something like this, like actually advocating for children ages 3 or 4 years old to defend themselves with guns. And I'm sorry, but, it's one thing handling a gun at age, say, 8 or 10. I think my dad took me out to the gun range for the first time somewhere in that range. I don't remember exactly at what,
right.
At what age.
I think that was around when I started.
Yeah. You can handle a .22 and maybe a larger, caliber with supervision.
Mm-hmm.
But to suggest that, a 3-year-old should just be allowed to have access to a gun, I'm sorry. I'm a gun rights, freedom advocate. You should be able to defend yourself however you want. But you're not going to put me in a situation where I will advocate for something like that. That just seems to be the height of irresponsibility. Right? You don't put a gun into somebody's hands who cannot even lift the thing, let alone control it if they were to pull the trigger. But that's the situation this man put himself in, recording a video for the Kinder Guardians.
The National Report. Now, I don't know if this is one of those... this looks it looks a little suspicious.
This is from Cleve himself.
I'm talking about Boy 5 shoots and kills intruder, police say.
Yeah, somebody said that to me when I brought this up to them. I don't know if it was you, Mark, but somebody brought up, there's a story about a 5-year-old or something like that. Like,
yep,
okay.
I did.
Well, maybe that's true. I'm not going to deny, I don't know, but I'm still not going to get on the air and say a 3 or 4 or 5-year-old should be able to, bear arms, because it seems ridiculous on its face and incredibly dangerous. But going on here, so they interview this guy, Cleve, from a Virginia Defense League, and his post, he writes a post on Facebook explaining himself. So the Frantic Post begins with Cleve writing about how, quote, while doing what seemed to be a regular interview, I discovered that a movie is being made with the intent to discredit gun rights leaders across the country. Cleve then insinuates that disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein was one of the, quote, extremely well-funded professionals, unquote, responsible for the film, and claims the production team provided lux incentives for his involvement. Quote, reeling me in and to try to make me feel beholden to them, they laid out the red carpet by providing luxury accommodations, a limousine service, and providing a generous monetary allowance to cover meals and other expenses for 2 days.
Sounds nice.
Quote, after seemingly admitting to being swayed by this luxury treatment, Cleve described the other tactics used to fool him. He said he was initially approached via email to do an interview with a, quote, Israeli security expert, unquote, by a company called First Freedom Television. But 5 minutes into the interview, he says, quote, my radar turned on big time when the interviewer was making claims about Israeli schools training selected children to use firearms from age 17 down to age 4. When he balked at this apparent young training age, Cleve said the interviewer, Cohen, dressed as the agent, showed him a newscast about how a 4-year-old Israeli boy killed 2 terrorists with a gun he'd brought to school. Cleve wasn't totally persuaded by it, though, claiming that the, quote, news story just didn't look right, and 4-year-olds can hold a gun and fire it with supervision, but not take on terrorists, and especially manage to shoot and kill 2 of them, unquote. That was the last red flag for Cleve, who then became convinced, quote, this wasn't real, and probably some sort of a setup. I could only think of Hollywood's threat, unquote. He became certain this was a comedy intended to be, quote, humiliating to the victim with in the crosshairs, unquote. And who could stop this bad guy with a comedy gun? Only a good guy with a comedy gun, of course.
All right.
So once the interview portion was over and the interviewer asked Cleve to help him make a gun safety video with the purpose of training children to wield them, he knew, quote, this had to be the kicker, unquote. Cleve describes his self-sacrificing thought process for agreeing to this as such, quote, for better or for worse, I decided I would play along with the scheme so I could find out who was behind this and where this was going. I figured if I was right about this being a setup, I could blow the whistle and get a warning out to the gun rights community across the country to protect as many people as possible and maybe derail this attack. If it turned out to be nothing, then no harm, no foul. After a 3-hour shoot, according to Mashable, complete with airsoft gun props and a teleprompter, Cleve could confirm he'd been right all along, but the damage was done. Quote, the end goal was to get the victim to make a training film teaching 3- and 4-year-olds how to shoot guns hidden in toy animals at bad people, to sing little songs and make gun noises during the training to make it, quote, fun for children, unquote, and even teach little kids how to shoot a rocket-propelled grenade or a squad automatic weapon at an approaching suicide bomber vehicle.
Sounds like this guy brought a dildo to a gunfight.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. This guy actually went through with all of this, purportedly because he wanted to investigate the situation.
Yeah.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us on the radio. Here are the numbers, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Also the Discord on-air call-in line room with you in the studio. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Still to come here tonight, Mark, you're going to be telling us about a teenager who was posing as a police officer initiating traffic stops. And apparently he got away with it for a little bit. We'll tell you more about that also on the way your calls and thoughts about what you want. I wanted to play a clip here of the Kinder Guardians, which is a skit on the Sacha Baron Cohen Who is America show that premiered last Sunday with episode one on the Showtime network. Where, as usual, if you're familiar with Sacha Cohen's work, as he was Ali G and Borat and Bruno, those were his first three characters. He's got new characters, because obviously people are going to recognize him as the other ones. So he's got at least five new characters that have come out, one of which is this Israeli Mossad kind of weapons expert. And he can get these Republicans that he interviews to do just absolutely ridiculous things. It was pretty amazing last week, and that's what we're talking about last week. But this week, he might have topped it with an interview of a Republican state senator or state representative from Georgia, where the dude actually takes his pants down on video to promote Republicanism, anti-terror. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Anyway, let me get back into the story here. This is the Kinder Guardians segment. So this is an interview that started with an interview with Philip Van Cleve, who is a purported, you know, gun freedom expert. He was interviewed, and he claims that during the interview, he kind of figured out that he was being put on when Sacha Cohen was claiming that 3- and 4-year-olds should be armed up. He actually got this guy to agree with him. And Cleve, in a
what
Facebook
do you think he
post,
should have done when he figured that out?
He should never have said that, you know, oh yeah, I mean, I don't have the exact quote here. I could play the interview portion, but I don't have that queued up at the moment. But he shouldn't have gone along with the idea, in my opinion, you know, as somebody who believes in weapons freedom.
Ron Paul's tactics, this is a joke, you're a joke.
Get up and walk out?
Yeah, I'm walking out.
Well, actually, Ted Koppel gets up and walks out of the interview that they tried to put him in this week's episode. So it does happen. But, you know, you shouldn't represent yourself as having beliefs that you don't have. Unless Philip Van Cleef actually believes that three-year-olds should be given guns, he should have said that that's, you know, ridiculous. He does balk a little bit at one point during the interview, but then proceeds to go on with producing this segment of the Kinder Guardians here. I've got the actual clip.
I guess I'm kind of confused. You, relatively recently, a few years ago, went along with a joke segment.
On the Colbert Report.
On the Colbert Report that was, you knew was going to misrepresent you and your beliefs.
Yeah, we intended to go along with that from the very beginning. I mean, we knew that was comedy.
Guy.
No, he didn't. And again, if this is his actual belief, then that's one thing. In our case, with the Colbert Report, we weren't misrepresenting ourselves. We were talking about what we actually believed.
But
this
you weren't
was
really
we were
represented,
doing.
Though. I mean, they didn't really give you very much time to say why.
Well, I wasn't even interviewed in that. They interviewed me, but they cut my entire interview out
of it. Right, because that's what they were going to do.
So
right?
You think the way that they represented, for example, James Cleveland saying the white part, you know, the good part, that they were representing his actual beliefs in a fair and honest fashion?
No, of course not. But, you know, I don't think that it looked as though he were actually a racist or anything like that in that particular case.
I think there are plenty of people out there who took it that way and think that
they might have taken it that way, but I didn't, you know, it didn't seem to me to be a racist statement.
I don't know. But it just seems really hypocritical to me where you're critiquing this guy for participating when you made the same decision, basically.
No, it was a different decision. Because,
tell me the difference.
So he was... Again, if he actually believes three-year-olds should be able to bear arms, then okay, then it's the same thing. But if he's representing himself in a way that's not accurate, regardless of editing techniques,
his claim is that he realized that he was going to be treated inaccurately anyway, and that he was going along with the skit to figure things.
So-called investigate the skit, while also admitting that he appreciated all the luxuries that they gave him, like a luxury hotel room, a generous meal allowance, and limousine service. So it really seems like he did a lot of this simply because he got paid. And he was willing to mold his beliefs because of that.
So he was an actor.
You could say that. But again, for somebody who... And it would be one thing if he was just an actor, but he's not. He's a person in the gun rights movement.
He was an actor at that time, if that's what he's claiming.
So it'd be one thing...
He was an unpaid actor. I mean, or, you know, in his case, he got paid something. What'd you guys get paid?
We didn't get paid.
Oh, so you were unpaid actors. He was a paid actor.
No, we weren't acting. We were doing what we actually do.
Cleveland wore a little Robin Hood hat and had a tiny bow and arrow with a suction cup on the end.
Yeah,
I have never seen him do that in real life.
We took what we really believe and we went to a silly extreme with it. But, you know, that's different than getting on the national television. If you don't actually believe three-year-olds should be armed and suggesting that you do believe that three-year-olds should be armed.
If you're not actually insane, you shouldn't act like you're actually insane, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you guys looked like. That was at the end of the story.
Just because you can't take a joke isn't, you know, my problem.
That's what he might be saying to you.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, here's the audio clip.
Shalom, children. My name is Ran Moran. I here to show you that guns, when used responsibly, with training from grown-ups, can help keep you safe in your school. Here to help teach you is Philip Van Cleef.
The caption beneath his name says, friendly grown-up in very colorful text.
Not every strange man you meet gonna be friendly and non-threatening like me.
Today we're going to teach
somebody?
You.
No, he's really ugly. He's got
ugly.
Face mask on as well. Like there's a latex mask to make him look different.
How you can stop these naughty men and have them take a long nap.
That's right. And that's why you're going to meet a friend of mine. His name is Papi Pistol.
Okay, so just to describe what's going on here, the background is sort of like a classroom, this color, you know, very colorful, animated-looking kind of classroom background, and Sacha Cohen's character has now pulled out a pistol with a little puppy dog, you know, stuffed animal face on top of it, and that's what he's showing off.
Now, Philip, will you show us how to feed Puppy Pistol?
to feed him, take his lunchbox and push it into his tummy like this. Just remember to point Puppy Pistol's mouth right at the middle of the bad man. If he has a big fat tummy, point at that.
Great. It's fun.
Okay.
Puppy Pistol is part of a whole group of new friends that your parents can get you, called Gunnimal. Wouldn't you love to meet this little gunny rabbit?
He's ready to put the naughty man on a very long time out.
How about the magical Oozicorn?
Well, this is one for the girls. It's a lovely little unicorn that you can play with.
These are all stuffed animals sort of wrapped around or with a gun sticking through them in some way. That's what these are.
It's funny. It sounds funny.
It is funny. The bad men.
And Tots, you got to learn that Dino Gun eats and spits.
Here he's actually holding like a I don't know what kind of caliber machine gun this thing is, but they've moved well beyond pistols at this point. As though if you could believe that a child could heft a pistol, you certainly couldn't believe that they could heft and, you know, machine gun.
Spits his candy really, really fast.
Rocket Ship RPG will take you to the moon.
Or rather, the bad guys are going to the moon if they attack your school with a truck full of big, scary fireworks.
And introducing BFF, a starter gun for infants 24 months and under. BFF is so easy to fire. Even a baby can use it.
Okay, so what's going on screen here is they're showing a teddy bear. Like a big teddy bear, and then it's sort of like a cutaway of the teddy bear's head. It's got a pull string. You know the old dolls where you'd pull the string and it would say something back in the day? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, right.
So this pull string is attached.
I have to go potty.
Right. Except this pull string, you can see the inside of the head, is attached to a trigger on a pistol that is embedded within the bear. So that's what they're talking about here.
BFF wants to help you pull the string on a bad guy. Make
and
bang, bang.
Yeah, they actually have Van Cleve holding the bear, pulling the string, and, you know, letting it go.
And at the head, shoulders, not the toes, not the toes.
Fire!
Head, shoulders, not the toes, not the toes.
Fire!
Eyes, ears, and belly, and nose. Head, shoulders, not the toes, not the toes.
And the whole time he's singing this, he's pointing this one of these guns with a stuffed animal on it at the camera as he's delivering
this. I'm sorry. It's this hilarious. Guy was just participating in a comedy sketch.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's all that went on here.
Now that I had a common sense training video, it was time to take it to the nation's capital.
So that's the Kinder Guardians, and he continues to, and it's not Van Cleve who's the only victim in this particular skit. There are at least, you know, four or five different kind of conservative people. You're saying, Mark, no big deal. Doesn't matter that this guy looks ridiculous. He knew he wasn't on it.
This is comedy. You should look at it as comedy.
No doubt. It is absolutely comedy. The
if you want to be taken seriously, don't participate in comedy sketches, though.
Yeah, I suspect he shouldn't have participated in this.
I would agree. He should not have.
More coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number two next. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
taxes, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.